Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round number one, brought to you in part by Jacob's Custom Living. I just have one quick question before we dive headlong into the Hot Topics.
Yeah, go for it.
Is it possible in any way, shape, or form to keep the bear from getting sticky?
The honey bear?
Yeah.
Jay, that was so weird. Do you see what I was typing while you said that?
I did. It freaked you out, huh?
That was weird because I was just typing the bear.
Yeah.
And then you said, is there any way to stop from...
keep the bear from getting sticky.
Yeah.
Like, I have this honey bear, the, you know, bear container, and I'm very careful with pouring it, and then yet, as I get to the bottom, there's... How does that happen?
And I will tell you this. This is the only way I use honey.
So bad, by the way.
I purposely let it be as messy as I want it to be while I dump it on there, right?
Yeah, okay.
I just don't care. And then I have really hot water going, and I wipe it off, and I dry it off, and I put it away. Now, it still feels a little sticky.
I don't get it. I just don't understand. I literally think I have not dripped it at all on the outside, yet still. And then my hands are just full of it, and I have to get one of these Clorox things every time to try to fix it. And it's on the counter, and I'm like, I'm not spilling. I swear I'm not spilling.
What's worse, honey or glitter?
Oh, boy. Well,
the stickiest thing.
I mean, honey's grosser, but the glitter thing is ridiculous. Like, I would be, like, 3 days later in my beard.
Yeah.
And then my wife got used to, you still have glitter on your face. I'm like, how? I've taken 17 showers. I don't understand. She's like, I don't know.
Where is it coming from? It's almost like it embeds in your skin and then comes out at night or something.
Yeah.
It's very wild.
It's just like s'mores.
We've always said that. Glitter's a lot like s'mores.
Steve.
Kevin.
Have you ever had any experience with glitter?
Oh, lots of experience.
I can't wait.
Such as?
I don't know. All sorts of...
some sort of dancing routine or something? I mean, what were you doing at Mizzou that you had glitter? I feel like that's where it would have happened.
I don't know.
Yeah, college.
I don't know. All sorts of glitter.
Mm. Okay.
Glitter everywhere.
So you know how bad it is.
Yeah.
How it sticks to you forever. It
really does, Kevin. Yeah. What was your bear comment, Kevin? I mean, I kind of...
Oh, the bear. Mine was about the TV show.
Oh, yeah. I still don't know anything about that show.
The third season of it has begun, and a lot of people are talking about it. It's a hot topic, if you will.
Oh, it seems like it, yeah.
I'm so mad because it's a show I want to get into, and I started watching season one, and I think I got like 4 or 5 episodes in, and then something happened.
Is it a drama?
I stopped watching it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a drama. There's comedy in it.
Okay.
But I mean, it's definitely more of a drama. The thing people always say about the show is, oh, my God, it's so intense. Like, I'm just always on edge.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Watching it. And it's all just like based around kitchen and the cooking and the whole, you know, them trying to keep this restaurant afloat. A completely dysfunctional family.
Ah, I see.
It's very interesting. And I'm, like, into it, and I keep hearing people say more stuff about it. I just saw a buddy of mine post the other day that he was like, season 3 of The Bear is probably the greatest written, filmed...
Really?
Like, the whole a TV show I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I just keep thinking, oh, man, I got to get back into this doggone thing, but for some reason...
You just can't get there?
I just never turn the TV on right now.
This also, I'm now looking at it. It's like a half-hour-ish show.
Yes.
And this could be one of those summer binge-watching, how many episodes?
Jay, I think that's the way to do it, because that's what I need to do. I just need to commit a weekend to it and just say, I need to get through season one, start through season, you know, just blow through a bunch of episodes and
absolutely.
Get hooked on it.
Absolutely.
I'm so mad that I haven't. And Steve, your parents were watching it. They were raving about it.
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah. They brought that up at dinner.
I didn't even... Oh, yeah. I think... Yeah.
You weren't even listening to your parents at dinner, were you, Steve?
Oh, never.
Remember Big Barb tried to explain the whole show to us?
That's right. Yeah.
He did.
I remember this now.
8 episodes in 1, 10 in 2, Kevin. Let me see what season 3's got in store
for you.
Yeah,
it's doable. It's an easy watch.
Dude, this is actually super easy. You're only 29 episodes in. to watch the entire series so far. That's because easy.
How many are out on season three?
Well, there's four seasons. This is season four.
Oh, my bad. Maybe it is season four.
Yeah, season three had 10. Okay. Season four has one.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So there's only one out?
Yeah. Nope, that's a lie. This one's, I don't know. It says season four comes out in 2025. They already have the release date.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So it is season three, and they're all out.
They're all out, apparently.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, it's listed, but that doesn't necessarily mean they've been released. But it does say they're listed.
Oh, man. It is one of those shows that it just seems so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And what I watched from the beginning, I wasn't totally sold on it. But I was also not, you know how it is if you're not in the right frame of mind? You're like, I got to come back to this when I'm ready to watch.
Absolutely. And by the way, they all came out last Wednesday, so you're good.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
perfect timing.
Binge away, 28 episodes. You're in it for about 14 hours. That's a weekend.
It's really not bad.
When it's 100 this weekend and you're thinking, man.
So doable. Huh?
How about that? I got your weekend taken care of. So you got Steve and you are going to your families.
Yeah,
your brothers.
My brothers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then you're going to come home for a while and like maybe do some work or something. Then you're going to go back to your brothers. And then at night, you and producer Steve are going to binge watch The Bear.
Whoa.
No? I thought you guys were having sleepovers.
No.
Do you want to sleep over up at the cabin?
Well, not when you say it like that, he doesn't. I mean...
I don't know.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But that was Bird Box.
No. No, Bird Box. I ain't never heard of Bird Box.
Sandra Bullock.
Kevin James.
No, the John Krasinski.
I did not see that
movie. Isn't it like he saves his family?
By not talking?
Yeah, Jay, you know the movie. You've seen it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot.
Hot Topics, round number two. Kevin, I will let you know that it's brought to you by Banner Fuel, and I believe there's a phone call for you.
Oh, really? I have a phone call?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is your life. Who is this voice?
Oh, my gosh.
This is your son, Tyler, and then I have Amelia right here.
That's even better.
Oh, yeah. My son, Tyler, has a cold right now, which is... The cold is going around our house, but somehow Amelia, who turns 5 years old today.
Whoa!
Hey-o. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you, Papa.
You're so sweet. It's not my birthday, it's your birthday.
No, it's your birthday.
Oh, what are we going to do today for your birthday? Hello?
I don't know what you're doing.
Getting my ears pierced.
You getting your ears pierced?
Wow.
Whoa.
Papa, you already know that.
I know. I'm doing the radio thing.
And you don't. Yeah.
Radio is not reality, guys.
Radio is not reality, guys.
This just in, TJ.
So you're getting your ears pierced. What else? Oh, Tyler, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, she's now walking away.
Yeah, she's disinterested, much like your papa.
Yeah, no, she is begging me to let her get her tongue pierced.
Oh.
But I'm pretty sure that's illegal. I don't think I can do that.
Her tongue pierced? Ugh. What in the world?
Yeah. And she said, I've already had my ears pierced. I want my tongue pierced.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, no, well, we're not
we
did. Doing
yeah,
that.
We Good tried luck. the ear pierce a while back, and it was like, eh.
Not great.
Yeah.
Overall. Yeah.
Dad was like, I don't want to deal with this every day.
Yeah, that's work, huh?
And that was it. But now, apparently, we're going back in for him.
Yep.
Nothing like
that. Yeah, the other problem was, I think she was 3 when she got him, maybe. She was like 3, almost 4 when she got her ears pierced. And trying to explain to a 3-year-old to be careful and don't catch your earrings on everything is tough.
Yeah, not. Yeah.
Well, that's now she'll be perfect at it, I'm sure.
Yeah. At least you can comprehend it a little bit more now.
Yes, that's for sure. So that's just it? We told her happy birthday. She told me happy birthday, and then she just went away.
She's out of there.
But she's here. She's sitting right here listening to you. But
oh.
And giggling.
Hey, Amelia, do you want to talk to producer Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, talk to Steve.
Oh, Hey, Amelia.
Hi.
How's it going? Happy birthday.
Say thanks.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You always like talking to Steve. What do you have to say to him? What do you call him?
Pumpkinhead.
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 Me too.
That is correct. That is the first name she called him.
Same thing I call
him. Pumpkinhead. Yeah, and then she started calling him Steven.
Right. Which is right.
And she also called him the funny man with the glasses.
Amelia, are you having a cake today?
No.
How about ice cream?
I don't know.
Maybe. We might have some ice cream today.
I mean,
the cake isn't until the 4th of July because that's the only day that everybody has off.
Oh, that makes sense. Like, so. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
Except for her papa, who won't be there.
Even better.
Well, yeah.
More cake for everyone
That's
else.
Not important. Yeah, I can have cake any day with her. What kind of cake are you having for your birthday?
A zebra cake.
A zebra cake.
Ooh.
What in the world? So does everybody have to wear black and white to the party?
You already know that, Papa.
It's not down with me asking questions that I already know.
You already know that.
Hey,
well, she's very smart. She's like, how many times I got to tell you this for crying out loud?
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah. Jay, why don't you ask the question?
Yeah, exactly. Does everybody have to wear black and white to the party?
Yeah.
They do? Okay, well, that's good, yeah. Zebra.
And why a zebra cake? You just like zebras?
Yep, and I have July glasses on my feet.
She's got her red, white, and blue glasses on her feet.
She has glasses on her feet. Yeah.
The other day,
I don't know if you've ever tried to shop for a kid's birthday and as a zebra as a theme, not Christ. And she made it clear, the animal, not the pattern. She wants the animal.
All right.
Went to Party City, went all over the place. Looked on Amazon. Zebra themed party is apparently not that common for kids.
This is not that popular.
Doesn't seem like it.
Huh. And I don't know where it came from, Tyler, because she's been Unicorn World. She's been Princess World. Mm-hmm. She's all that stuff. And then when Aunt Jody, who always makes the cake for her birthday, said, Amelia, what kind of cake do you want? She just goes, zebra.
Wow.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is there was that period of time here a couple months ago where the zebra was on the loose.
Right.
And we were talking about it all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, I mean, it was top of mind for 2 months.
Yeah, that could have been. So.
Tyler, you know what I was thinking? You know they make zebra cakes, right? Little Debbie's.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true, but she made it clear. She doesn't want the stripes. She wants an animal.
That's true.
She wants the actual zebra.
Dang it.
She wants it to look like a horse.
Well, you could cut it in the shape of a zebra if you wanted to.
Buy one of those cookie cutters and it looks like a horse. Make the zebra cake into a horse. We got this solution for you.
Yeah, that's not too much work. Come on.
Well, and the good news is the zebra cakes, they do have a picture of a zebra.
They do on the box.
On the box. So I think that's going to help.
Yeah. What about like animal crackers? Are there zebras in there? I don't know.
I sure are.
Oh, Steve, yeah, there are.
You could put that on the zebra cake.
And then what we could do is...
Zebra gum? We could get some zebra gum.
Yeah.
They still make that.
Oh, the fruit stripes.
I think they also make zebra zebra cakes ice cream. Like Little Debbie's makes zebra cakes ice cream. I don't know. There's no animal on these, but I don't know.
I'm going to make no-bake cookies, and being the great papa that I am, I am going to say they are zebra poop.
There you go.
Your son totally sold on that one. Wow.
Very impressed.
There you go.
You're
a lucky man, Tyler.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys soon. We'll be.
Bye. I started.
See, I get that. I started that. That's my fault.
Obviously.
I'm sorry.
Obviously.
I don't know if I heard correctly. I think I did.
See you, Tyler.
Happy birthday.
Bye, Amelia. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I just can't imagine being so good at being barefoot that you are golfing.
Kevin James.
I'm doubting walking barefoot gets chicks.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9. Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Here we go. Clip of the Day time. What do you have, Kev?
This one popped into my mind after a conversation with my sister-in-law yesterday.
Okay.
She had told me that she went golfing for the first time.
Oh, wow.
With my brother.
Ever?
My brother started to play golf quite a bit.
Okay.
He just decided, and let me just say, he needs it.
He needs...
My brother just is a workaholic, man. He loves to work.
Mm-hmm.
Work. And he has lots of, he has a yard and he has a lake place.
Yes.
But, guess what he does there all the time? Work.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Just what he likes to do.
Well, somebody has to do it.
Yeah, and he's just like, so his wife's on him a lot about, find something.
Do something fun.
Do something fun for yourself. So golf has kind of been it. He's starting to golf some more.
I like it.
She went golfing with him, and it reminded me of this funny clip from Nate Bargatze.
Oh, okay.
Who's a very funny comedian.
Love it.
And he was talking about the fact that he took his wife out golfing.
So we go play golf, and I'm sure everybody knows this, but in golf, tee times are very specific. It's 1:56, it's 2:04, 2:13. These are the times. I didn't make it up. This is what they do. Our tee time is 1:56, and we're driving to the first tee. It's 1:55. She goes, I need to go to the bathroom and get something to drink. I tell her that is too bad. I said, we tee off in 15 seconds. And she said, I thought it was two-ish. I go, well, you made that up on your own. This is the most rule-following place on earth.
It's part of what adds stress to golf, right?
Oh, man. Well, and it is funny because people who don't know will immediately go, what? Why are you at 12:34?
Right, because your wife, if you tell her our tee time's at 1:56, she hears two-ish.
Well, she's a little bit better at it, only because I've played golf enough around her and the boys work at the golf course, so she gets it. But, I mean, the normal person is not understand
your wife.
That.
Yeah, I meant, yeah.
Oh, you mean in general.
His wife, Nate's, like the, your wife thing. Yeah. It's like, that's a hard thing to understand if you're not a golfer.
Right, exactly. Well, you made that up in your head.
Yeah, you made that up in your head. Because it is so strict.
You've heard the rest of that clip, correct?
Oh, I have.
Oh,
I love
it's
it
so
where
funny.
He says, where he, he pulls up to the first hole and there's a group of old guys there and they don't tee off till tomorrow, but they wanted to get there early.
They wanted to get there
early. It's so true. And then how he had to play with one club because his wife got lost.
She went back to the clubhouse and he said, well, I'll tee off, meet you halfway down the first fairway. And for the first six holes, he was just his driver.
Yeah, because she couldn't find him.
To putt and everything?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh,
that's
good time. So I thought of that. And I haven't heard, I heard my sister-in-law's side of the story that it was pretty fun. I liked it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. But I haven't heard my brother's side of the story.
To see how it went. And this is literally her first time ever golfing.
I think so,
Wow, man. Yeah, that's hard. It's a hard sport.
At least she said I went golfing for the first time.
Yeah, so, that's good for them. I mean, get the golf done now so that when you guys retire, you can go do fun stuff together. My wife, I've tried to convince her to golf. She's like, I have no desire. She's like, I'm not ever doing it. She goes, I will ride in the cart. That's what I like to do. Because, it's very social, and my wife is a social person, so, she takes that opportunity to have conversations, and nothing a golfer likes more than a conversation.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. So she is a golfer.
Yeah, without the frustration part.
Yeah, no, that's a win-win, right?
It's probably the best part of golfing. I mean, literally, she wouldn't care about the other part, so it is the best for her. And I'd rather do that than just say, have a text like, wow, what hole are you on? 14. No way. Still, this is taking forever.
Right. Well, come on out and chat then.
Last year, my sons and I went golfing, and my wife, at one point, one of the boys had apparently texted my wife and said, this is taking a long time, or she had texted them, and they're like, man, I can't wait to get home. I am starving. Now, I don't tell my wife when I'm hungry because I know what that will mean.
Oh, she'll just start preparing all the food.
But so do the boys. So when all of a sudden they're on the 10th tee box, is my wife holding three pizza boxes. I looked over at my boys.
Wait, no, she came and met you out there and brought you pizza?
Yeah. I looked at my boys. I said, who did that? And neither one of them would answer. And I go, which one of you guys did that? And they're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm like, okay, you're lying directly to your father's face.
Right.
And my wife was like, this is the greatest ever. I've brought food. Everybody's happy. And now I can watch you guys swear on hole number 12 when you hit it in the water.
So she just...
It does sound like a win-win.
Who was responsible? Did you ever find out?
I don't know for sure. No, I was probably, you know, some sort of collaboration where I'll text her. Say it's taken a long time.
Man, I don't... You text her. That's tough. When you know mom will come through like that.
Oh, man.
Boy, that's a tough one. Not... Really starving. We're not going to be done for like at least an hour.
Boom, pizza's on the 10th tee.
There you go.
Yeah. What you didn't know, it was Kevin. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I said to the guy behind me, I go, hey, man, I'm not blocking you, am I? Your view?
Kevin James.
And he goes, no, you're good. I go, I also don't think I've ever said that to anyone before.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's a grown-up?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Was it Rana that qualified? Rana? Is that how you say her name?
I think that's how she said it.
Okay.
Now I'm not sure.
Perfect. anyway, thank you for qualifying. We'll do one more here before we get out of here in the next few minutes. Steve, you want to kick us off with the final thought?
Oh, do I ever, Jay?
I can't wait.
That'll get.
Come on, maybe. Pumpkin head.
Yeah. I realized that I had another thing in common with Amelia.
Oh, really?
So lots of things in common with 5-year-olds.
What else?
Yeah.
Zebras, the love of zebras.
Love of zebras, yes. Mm-hmm. That is true. Also, not understanding how radio works.
Okay.
Yeah, that is funny because
yeah,
that is her first time really on the radio. Yeah, that's the first time she was on the radio one time before, but I was at home with her.
Yes, correct. Yes, that's
and
better.
So I was like talking with her and it was easy.
Yep.
Me asking her questions where she's like, come on, Papa. What are you thinking? You already know I'm getting my ears pierced today.
Right.
You already know all the stuff I'm doing.
Yeah, and you're trying to get her just so she'll talk, and you know, obviously then everyone else could hear. That's like, Steve, well, didn't we talk about that yesterday off the air? Yeah. No, Steve. You if it didn't happen on the air, it didn't happen.
And my son dropping in, the radio is not reality.
Right. Not real life, Dad.
See, he knows more than I do.
Yeah, apparently.
So,
well, we can all learn from a 5-year-old.
Has been around radio his entire life.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So weird. Tyler is the same age as our show.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Very weird. Yeah, that's bizarre, huh?
That is something.
He does... I mean, he has a little head start on us. He will turn 30 next month. We will not turn 30 till next February.
Final thoughts.
Kevin, final thought?
Fair. Final thought. It is birthday fun. Having my granddaughter turn 5 today. It is such a fun age.
I just want to know, do you think you'll sneak in something that you really want to do to and convince her it will be fun for the birthday?
Well, I mean, see, that's, Jay, there's so many things I could do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what we're going to do for sure. And the thing is, it doesn't matter what I do, it's going to be fun. She's like that perfect age where it's like, hey, let's go do this. Anything's going to be fun. She's going to think it's awesome. So I do love that. Now, the most selfish thing I could do,
take her
but
golfing?
She would like it, is
nap?
I could take her to Kids Quest, and she loves that place, and
okay.
She would go play there, and then I would, you know, have like 2 hours to spend at the casino.
Oh.
What's so wrong with that?
See what we're doing now.
Yeah, Big Kids Quest.
Right.
Yeah, and she
There's
does,
Kids Quest and Adults Quest.
She does love it. Yeah. And I was, we could do that, but probably not for her birthday. We'll go do something else. I don't know what.
You've said it out loud. I feel like you're talking it into existence now.
Splash pad. No. Right? No.
What about the carousel?
Maybe, you know what? Maybe Flying Squirrel. Maybe I'll... That might be fun.
Yeah.
But if I go there, I'm definitely getting...
Nap?
No, I'm getting, yes. I'll go to Coeur d'Alene and grab Judy's girls and take them so that they can be...
Yeah, they can entertain each other.
...in charge of entertaining her.
Yes, very good. Good job of being selfish for the birthday.
No, see, that's thoughtful. It makes everybody happy.
Final thoughts.
I don't know if you've seen this video that's making its way around the internet. And maybe new, maybe old, not sure, but I've seen it a lot lately. It's at a baseball game, and there is a home run hit into the stands where no one is sitting. Typical during a weekday baseball game, a lot of times in the afternoons like that. It's the crowd is is less, obviously. And you see this probably, I'm going to say, late teens, early 20s, skinny guy stepping over the rose. You know, something you and I have never been able to do, or Steve, for that matter. You know how you just step over the seat part onto the ground?
Not good at that.
I mean, there's no way. None of us have long enough legs or are tall enough to do that.
Yeah, I've done that.
Sure you have. Yeah. And so he's just like going over, boom, 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 down the, and he grabs the baseball that was sitting there. Uh-huh. And as he's climbing over the stairs, there's this cute little blonde girl who's, she's like maybe, I'm going to say, six.
Okay.
Trying to get to it. And so she tries to climb over the seats like he is. Well, he's obviously way faster. He gets it. He's so excited. Celebrates. Arms in the air. Screaming like he's just, you know, won the World Series. Screaming. He's so excited. He's fist pumping. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He turns around and he sees her and she's just looking at him. And then he goes from the most excited you ever see to like, oh, here you go.
Yeah, I can't keep this ball.
And he hands it to her. Then she's the most excited you've ever seen. Running back down to where her parents are. It was just the whole thing where he's like, this is the greatest. I got them all. Yeah.
I got to give it to this kid.
it was great.
Oh, man. The roller coaster of emotion.
Oh, man. And her face goes from that poor, oh, man, I lost, to just the most excited song. Like, yeah, there you go, buddy. Way to be a decent guy. Loved it. If you've seen a child smile like that, I'm like, well,
yeah, that's pretty tough not to give him the ball.
Especially with the sad face.
There's another one where it's a guy like snags the ball from the kid.
Ooh.
And the kid is sitting there all sad and crying. And the guy just hangs on to the ball. He keeps it.
Oh,
like,
no.
Well, I got it, man. Like, sorry, kid. And then his girlfriend.
Okay. Just, voice like, of reason.
Hitting an elbow, like, hey.
You're not keeping that.
He turns, just in the most disgust, turns around, hands it to the kid.
Well, you can either keep the ball or keep your girlfriend.
Yep.